This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
HS St. Mary's Hospital. We're here with you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday. Is it a Wednesday? It's a Monday. Good Lord. I need some vacation time, I think.
You missed up days like two other times last week.
I'm telling you, I don't know why. Maybe it was Stevie Wonder. I don't know what triggered that. I have no idea.
Wednesday.
Maybe hopeful, wishful thinking. Hey, you know, we're halfway there.
I need a Wednesday today.
Yeah, I do too. I think maybe because you are on Wednesday nights, and that was me fumbling the introduction. I'm going to go with that. That sounds the most logical. We are back here on a Monday, assuredly. It is Monday.
Sadly, yes.
You can put whatever word you want in. It's Monday, no doubt about it. I don't know if it's the time of year. I don't know if it's my own state of mind. I don't know if it's just been a long, I'm tired. And I feel sort of not beat down, but worn down, I think is probably the better description. I feel for the mayor. I don't think anybody realizes what a lonely job that is, and how you go from, enjoying thousands of people at the O-Town concert at the Devon to a 19-year-old, attempted murder of his mother and another kid shot to death over the... I mean, those highs and lows and back and forth and back and forth, and it's 24/7.
Yep.
That's a tough gig.
It is.
And you're expected to have answers for everything because you're the mayor.
That's right.
And so I try to, when I get tired or I get weary, I try to say, look, suck it up. You don't have nearly the job that she has, dealing with COVID, dealing with, elections and people being just wanting to come to council meetings and scream and act ridiculous. But I feel like we're losing this morning. And most mornings I don't feel that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to do about these young men and sometimes women being shot to death and the retaliation and the beefs on social media and the devaluation of life. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know. And I think until we come together as a community, and when I mean a community, I mean everyone. It's not us versus the police or police versus. Yep. I mean, it's got to be everyone. Our institutions, I feel like, are failing. The bureaucracies are failing. Parents are failing. Kids are failing. And we have such contempt and hatred for everything that we're setting the lesson for these kids to devalue life. I don't know. Maybe it's Monday. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow. I don't know.
Maybe we'll feel better on Wednesday.
Well, it's actually Wednesday. Maybe. Yes. It's tough out there right now. It has always been. I don't mean that it's, the 90s were horrible in this community with gang violence. I mean, it got to a point where it was just every day. And back then, it was a different thing than it is today. You know this. You work with young kids. Some of these kids aren't bad kids. They're just on the peripheral of this stuff. And it's almost like they've got to learn that lesson too late that, I'm playing with fire.
Yep.
Am I wrong about that?
Nope. I think that you're right. And I do think that it's hard. And I do think that...
By the way, Dr. Juanita Morris, I botched that whole thing. Everybody knows. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
But go ahead. She's definitely in on a Wednesday morning. I think that it's different for this idea of coming together. If we have the ability and the capacity to come together in our respective, our authentic way, that is the only way that it will work. And sometimes it's hard because we are in the middle, right? Like, we are the ones that are supposed to leverage our resources and our credibility to change our community. But sometimes our community doesn't see the value. And sometimes we, like, that middle ground of trying to make sure we are bridging everything that's needed and missing with the opportunities.
Yeah.
And you're taking hits from both sides, right?
Yeah. That's part of it. And then I also think that part of it is just the bureaucracy.
Absolutely.
You know, that it's not intentional. It's just what it is. It's not a lack of money. I don't care what anybody says. It's not a lack of resources. This country has the resources to fix our problems.
We do.
But the politicians, and I don't mean like the mayor level or the school board level, I'm talking about the people in Washington, D.C., they've got a cooked game. If they can keep us at each other's throats, they've got a way to stay in office. Yep. You know, so red, blue, they're all there with the same purpose, just perpetuating themselves. Yep. And who can gain leverage? And then all the, like in the state of Illinois, only thing that matters is you get to redraw that map every 10 years. I mean, it's not about solving problems. I told the story last Wednesday at the thing at the for the Community Foundation that I distinctly remember. I spent 2 days in El Salvador right before COVID, and I was blown away at the people and how friendly they were and how hospitable they were, and some of the work that's being done at a street level, and that they have zero resources to be able to combat, you know, MS-13, which basically runs that country. And I remember coming back to the United States, and I was so angry at us because we have the resources.
And we have them in our community.
Yes.
We are a pretty lucky community. We do.
Why can't we come together? And I think it starts with a whole lot of people just don't care. And I don't want to feel that way about people. But if I look at Facebook, if I look at just sort of people's reactions to things, if I look at the anger that's out there over stupid stuff that doesn't matter at all, I just think most people, they just don't care.
I think the capacity and the bandwidth to care is sometimes very, very different based on experiences.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean that if I am a mom, or if I am a single mom, or if, like, my bandwidth looks very, very different than somebody else's. And so I may care, but it just, I don't have the bandwidth to be all in, because I've got to work and I've got to support. Like, I think that the bandwidth and what we care about is specific to where we are in life at that particular moment.
Okay, I don't have
not
any reason not to buy that, you know, but I do think that there are people with resources that do nothing. There are people with resources that do way more than they probably even, you know, should, if you collectively look at everything. I think you've got people who will just, you know, dismiss the police as one thing and call for help and then throw bottles when they arrive to help. And I don't know how that's ever going to fix anything. Yeah. You got young people that feel like there's no future or no optimism to believe in or buy into. Yet at the same time, you can't just break laws and do whatever you want and fire indiscriminately with stolen handguns. And I don't know why we can't even come to some sort of common agreements about society. Because we've just been split into all these fractions and we're just entrenched in those factions, and we refuse to be of two minds of anything.
And those fractions sometimes are based on survival mode. Okay. That's all I can see, right? Is that I'm trying to survive.
Yeah. It's tough.
I'm like a Wednesday level optimist today.
No, it's not.
I'm trying, but I don't have it.
No, it's not pessimism. I just don't think you can solve something until you identify what it is.
I agree.
And I don't think as society, and this could be anywhere, it's nothing. It's not unique to Decatur.
Yeah.
We don't identify the problem. We just go good, bad.
Yeah.
And we do too much of that simplistic math of us, them, good, bad, red, blue, whatever it might be. And life isn't that. Life is in the middle of that, in the gray. And we are anything but a gray society right now.
But I think, too, that the way to have a movement, if I think about civil rights, or I think about some of those women's rights movements, is that there was one common cause. And because we are so fractured, we don't have the one common cause to move us together as a movement. We don't. Everybody's cause is different. So I'm definitely blue today, or I'm definitely, you know, it's either this way or that way. We don't have the common core of lacking
like
they did during major movements.
We do, and politics has become our religion.
Yeah.
And that's not a healthy thing. And you know, I was just looking at the ads. You know, I have the TV in the studio on and the sound down, and you know, KFC's ad doesn't have for the deaf,
Closed captions.
Closed caption. Thank you. But the political ads all do. You know, HBO doesn't, but the political ads do. So I can tell you what Pritzker's saying about Bailey or vice versa. You know, and the ads are just so negative and so ugly. And everybody claims the high ground. But both sides are absolutely equal in doing this, right? And they tell us to hate each other.
Yeah.
I mean, they're rooting for that.
Over and over and over and over and over.
And then you take away the barriers of even like what our parents would have taught us to stand in a corner and count to 10.
Yes.
And you got 45-year-old men just firing off the first thing they think of on social media without ever giving it any thought. And we just compound that and compound that and compound that. And we wonder about why kids get the bad lessons in life. You reap what you sow.
Yeah. We're not modeling well.
No, we are not.
We're not modeling well.
All right. So programs like what you're doing, although it's impossible to tell a grieving family that, you know, that's lost a child to gun violence, but it is making a difference and it is changing the trajectory of these young kids' lives. I can only assume that that's what you have to convince yourself of every day to go out and do this.
Yep. That's the goal.
Is that enough for you?
I think that, and you know, I think we've talked about it before. When you hit a certain age, what you realize is that you have more life behind you than you do ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the task for me is to run a little harder and run a little faster.
Yeah. But man, the harder you run, the faster you run, the harder you hit that damn wall in the middle. And I got to tell you, that's the thing that gets me down the most. And this isn't a pity party. I'm just telling you, I feel like the system is just set up to fail, and the system is so damn big and so bloated and even unaware of the bloat, you know, that the bureaucracy will just wear you down.
I hope that people, when you talk about bureaucracy, I hope that they understand that it is, we're talking about the systemic issues, right?
Yeah.
And that is definitely the challenge. When you, and I've been hit in the head with, oh my God, this is what systemic whatever looks like. I hadn't really experienced it. That is definitely a challenge.
Yeah, and you do, it's the one thing I am certain of, that has to fundamentally change for anything else to change. Because I get how a bureaucracy gets created.
Sure.
It starts with a clipboard.
Yep.
And it's slow to change, if ever it changes, and it gets bloated and more bloated and more bloated and justified and justified. And then their argument is, well, we got to worry about all of this. And then that's how they kind of, and they lose innovation. They lose, you know, and it just becomes sooner or later a system.
It does. Yep.
And they are their own worst enemies.
And that is where systemic inequality is born. That is where systemic racism is born. That is in the system and in the bureaucracy is where all of these things are born to hinder.
And it's systemic mediocrity. I think that is the biggest sin.
It is.
You know, the other stuff I feel like you can identify and address and adapt. It's the being okay with just being okay.
Yep.
I think is the enemy to all of us.
Yep. Good is the enemy of great.
There you. I don't want to end it that way. That's like,
wait, Nick, we are having
you're,
a Monday.
You're the ever optimist here in the group. I rolled out. It wasn't a bad weekend. I had a good weekend, but I felt heavy this morning. You know, just more press releases, and you know they caught the 19-year-old. You know, about an hour after, and I don't know if this woman's going to make it or not. She was in critical condition, but it was just like, in the media, you know, you get this stuff and you open it and you read it. It's like Sunday night. It's, you know, Saturday morning. It's, and you just go, God, people, why? But we should be optimistic, right?
Yeah. seriously.
If that's all Nick could muster.
If you take a total of all your interactions that come with people, indirect or directly, in the course of a day, a week, a month, a year, whatever, by and large, for the most of us, the vast majority of those are either positive or, at worst case, neutral, meaning you share the same hallways, the same workplaces, the same streets, the same supermarkets, and they go without incident. And most people are inherently good, and most of their actions are inherently good. The opportunity for technology and advancement and being self-made and you know, being connected to the world is at the highest levels it's ever been. We're exploring space. We've got satellites. There's plenty to be excited about. And we're starting to see some major pushback on some norms that have been made that we've accepted as okay for decades, even when they're wrong. And so the optimism comes in that there is momentum. And the optimism comes, and you're right, where not everybody's band together about the same cause, which means that you know, a country can't be overtaken because not everybody agrees that it should be overtaken. So it works on the opposite side as well.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you just said, except none of that addresses the system. And the system doesn't see it, or if they see it, they ignore it. And they're too big to overcome. There are days like where you wake up and you feel like no matter what you do in life, do you make a dent? I mean, is there even a dent in the system, right? How many times have we talked about this with District 61, right? Help me help you. And all the things that get driven outside in. Now, overall, my experience, our experience with District 61 was exactly what you just said. We had a good experience, but we've got a really bright kid who's got the resources who's backed up in life, even as tough as COVID was, right? So our experience isn't going to be what everybody's experience was. Right. And I just see this system that cannot change its direction itself, even the huge success stories. I do not understand, and there's no one that can explain to me why you have 500 kids in an FFA chapter and an Ag Academy, and it's not even on District 61's website.
Yep.
That's the system. It's not evil intent. It's not somebody twirling a mustache going, we'll keep right. that news right, secret. Right. It's just mediocrity.
You're right about that, but the key takeaway is the 500 kids, and it's the tremendous 10, and that is a dent, and if the system won't allow it, we could still reach
the talented 10.
Talented. Yeah. I call them tremendous. Well, I'm probably thinking of the pancakes.
You could go tremendously talented 10. Yeah,
tremendously talented and very capable 10.
No, those are the small victories, that you can count, and which is why I love Dr. Morris, because there are actual victories. I mean, you go from concept to tangible victories. But why not 1,000?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, why not? And why does she have to do all of it? Why does all of that have to be outside driven in, meaning from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation into? That's my point. Mm-hmm. That's where you feel the pessimism is like that. Yes, I'll give you these big success stories, but those happen despite of the district.
That's right. And hopefully what it is a crack in a dam and not just an isolated thing.
Thank you. Turn that frown upside down. It's Monday, Wednesday. What's coming up on the Morse code on Wednesday night?
Oh, we're going to talk to the interpreters a little bit more.
I like that. I really, it wouldn't have been something that would have occurred to me.
Yeah.
You know, that there the need.
Sure.
But once explained to me,
yep.
And I think it was explained to me not even in your program, but by a young woman who was one of the Hickory Point Bank Merit Scholars, whose family was from Vietnam.
Van Tran.
Yeah, who's her older sister had that responsibility, and then she went to school, and then it fell on her to be the translator for that family. And can you imagine? She talked about the pressure of talking to doctors, and what if she got this wrong? It never would have occurred to me. That's the system, right? Because I didn't grow up that way. It didn't occur to me. But now that it does, it makes all the sense in the world.
And that's what we're able to do in our community.
Yes.
I saw a guy who had taken a tumble at Target, and he had difficulty communicating because he had blood.
Yeah.
So he had really fallen in. But the communication between him and the employee was very, very empathetic. But there was the barrier there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, my God, that's going to impact his care. We'll talk to them a little bit more on Wednesday night.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't let me bring you down for a week.
I don't know if it's me bringing you down.
No.
Today.
It is just sort of, I think it is just serious need of vacation or days away. You got to recharge. And I am my own worst enemy on that. Yeah. I tell everybody else to do it, and I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, it's a lot. We've got a lot.
Well, there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
A lot to get done. And thankfully, there are people like you willing to step up and do it. We really appreciate it. If people want to get involved, I know it's kind of a one stop shop, you know, and you can only go so many ways. But I know there are people out there that want to do good. Sometimes they just don't know where to start.
Yep. CivicLeadership101.com or on Facebook. You just reach out.
You're great to talk to.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, Nick.
All right. Listen, if you want to check out the Morse code, you can listen live Wednesdays at 5 o'clock, or you can also check out the podcast at nowdecatur.com.
Let me share a good quote. Okay. Tom called in and said, here's a good quote for you.
For me?
I mean, in a nice way, as we look at the community and everything.
It seems like you got to explain this way too much.
I'm trying to be nice here. He said, you may not be able to change the world, but you definitely can change the world around you.
Okay. I feel like that's like in a city office somewhere on a frame.
No, he wanted to go through the whole thing.
HGTV.
But you do what you can do right where you're at. And there it is.
See, this is my show prep that I do. And even last night, I wrote this. I mean, I write this line across the top of the show prep every day of the week. Do what you can with what you have where you are.
That's exactly what that is. It's the same quote, just extrapolated in a different way. And so that's why those 10 matter,
well, Tom,
those 500 matter.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the encouragement.
Sorry if I butchered it, Tom.
No.
It was really nice.
It's all good. It's all good. And, you know, Saturday to me is just life is a dichotomy. You know, you live in a community where a couple of thousand people got together and loved boy band music from the 2000s. Yeah. And we live in a community, you know, where another kid was shot to death and another one beat his mother almost to death. And hopefully she survives. But I mean, you live simultaneously. That is life. And you can't tackle just one. You got to be able to go across the board. And, you know, like some days you just wake up. What was the old saying? Like, you know, some days you're the dog and some days you're the tree.
That, I haven't either, funny. But I'm trying to figure out which one am I.
Today I feel like the tree. Some days, you know, you feel like the dog.
Oh, that's good.
All right, we're going to take top of the hour break. Dr. J, we'll see you Wednesday night.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.